Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I know after having lived all these years, and it is this: God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Take Me There, from my live worship recording, I Will Trust You. This particular song was born on May 24th, 1993, and I still love this song and I still love to sing it often to this day, even after all these years. In March of 1993, I had just taken a giant step of faith I believed the Lord had directed me to take. I felt led to begin what I thought would be a year-long sabbatical from my position as worship leader to the church body I had been a part of for almost 8 years. Little did I know, but God was preparing to grow me up just a bit. Okay, a whole lot. You know, like the moment a fledgling eagle steps to the edge of that nest and the parent gives it a little nudge right out into thin air, and in that moment must spread his wings and fly or die. That's how I felt in that moment. Part of the revelation the Lord brought to me came as I realized I still had much of the old grave clothes on concerning what I thought people thought of me. I still had many man-pleasing attitudes and often allowed those attitudes to dictate my decision-making rather than what was pleasing to God. Along with this truth of God came the usual lies and the usual attacks of the enemy. And more often than not, these lies were vain imaginations on my part. I was doing all the enemy's work for him, actually. Often the lies came from well-intentioned friends and their advice, leaving me with a choice. Would I obey God or would I do what was pleasing to men? This song came as I sought to encourage myself in the Lord in this matter, realizing I had believed so many lies that I had come to the point of wanting to give up on the body of Christ altogether and on my own life altogether. My ultimate conclusion, though, and the words of this song, they say it all. Christ alone is my hope. And this song is my declaration of that fact. Let's declare this together today.
When I took up the cross of Christ, I knew I would suffer. When he took me from death to life, he gave me love like no
get all those words in? Did you get all those words in? Did the oxygen mask drop down from the ceiling? That's what I think should happen on those kind of songs.
Father, thank you so much for your presence in our lives. Thank you for giving us the grace to be willing to stand alone, to be able to stand alone just as Christ stood alone for us at the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 10, 38 and 39 says this, "And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it." That's powerful words right there. Psalm 16, 7 through 11 says this, "I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me." Let me say that again. "I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." That's powerful right there. That's our choice, though. So let us choose to walk in God's presence today by faith, in spite of what others think of us. God will meet us there with grace to endure, no matter what. That's the truth. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you can find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. I'm so excited to be able to share with you what I'm about to share with you. It's how to become a member of my ministry team. My life's calling is to draw others to Jesus and allow Jesus to do the changing. One of the ways I've done this through the years is through my music, through my writing, and through the sharing of my story. Now I have an even more efficient way of helping you help me do that. Not only will you help me create content for ministry, but you'll receive many benefits in return. This new service is called Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. By becoming a member or a patron of my team, you'll reap many benefits like new music as it's born, like copies of new books, behind-the-scenes videos, teachings on creativity and identity in Christ, daily devotions, audio versions of certain books and certain chapters, printable art and lyrics signed by yours truly, special birthday greetings from me, and even the possibility of lunch with me. How does that sound? That sounds like fun to me. Now, for a look at the benefits you'll receive by becoming a patron of my ministry, look over the section of this page labeled Become a Patron at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. I'd appreciate it if you'd consider helping me. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, I've just released a brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. The ebook is now available for $4.99 and the print version is available for $12.99. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Well, thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song Take Me There from the live recording I Will Trust You, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.